Why aging is necessary. In the dense shade of cherry blossom trees, there was a spacious wooden gazebo. Its arches, part of the wall and the roof, were covered with dark green creeping ivy, which created a pleasant shade inside. This was where the great keeper of knowledge intended to hold his next class. The students took turns entering under the living wavy arches, greeted the master, and took their seats in a semicircle. As soon as everyone was seated, the first question was asked.
Dear teacher, please tell me, where is the developed mind that controls the instinctive center? Is it true that the programs that determine behavior are written there?
Asked a bald man with kind gray eyes and a small round earring in his left ear.
Edgar, the instinctive center is present throughout the body. It is controlled by the brain, but it is determined by the planets. Cosmogram at the moment of birth shows how the instinctive center will work. Planets determine the basic settings not only of the instinctive center, but also of all centers. One is smarter, the other is stupider, one is irascible, the other is calm. So it turns out that the cosmos directly controls our instinctive center. The planets are organized in such a way that someone is more inclined to certain diseases, someone even has congenital diseases, and someone is absolutely healthy. All these parameters are given from above.
Teacher, if a person goes to enlightenment and learns to control his instinctive center, can he begin to control the influence of the stars? For example, can he stop the aging process or somehow influence physiology?
A female student in a floor-length dark dress asked. Her fluffy red hair was already turning gray, and the question had been asked for a reason.
Yes, Ilona, the aging process can be stopped, but we need it too. Different ages help us to acquire different experiences. If a person was not a child, for example, he would not have the experience of first learning about the world. If we were forever stuck in some middle age, we would simply stop developing. Aging is a very important experience. It cannot be acquired without having lived it. In old age, there is especially a lot of overthinking going on. Energy becomes reduced. The biorobot becomes disobedient and painful. Questions arise. How did I live my life? Why does everything hurt now? What have I lived for all this time? As long as a person is feeling well, he has no questions. He just lives and lives. And in old age, when health problems begin, there are immediate realizations. By giving up old age, we give up these realizations as well.
Thank you, Master.
Ilona's face reflected doubt. It was obvious that she was weighing her master's words, checking them against her own ideas.
Tell me, please, Keeper.
She turned to the sage again, squinting her eyes thoughtfully.
But in childhood, a person is also subject to all kinds of diseases. When a person starts going to school, a kind of hell begins at once. All kind of diseases stick to him. Is it also connected with realizations at this period of life, or is it something else?
These diseases are of a slightly different origin,
said the Keeper of Knowledge confidently.
They're connected with wrong way of life, wrong thinking, constant negative emotions and attitudes from the environment. When a person is constantly in negativity and darkness, he naturally starts to get sick. In addition, at school, the instinctive center is crippled by the fact that they are forced to sit motionless in a stuffy classroom for many hours a day. But in childhood, you need to run, jump in the fresh air. That's where the diseases appear. So the body shows that you need to run, to escape from such a society. And if a person begins to change his way of life and thinking, then there are fewer failures in the work of the instinctive center.
Ilona's face lit up with understanding and trust in the Keeper.
Master, it turns out that old age is a time of revision, a stage that everyone must go through to gain experience,
said the petite blonde with shiny curls curling down her back.
Yes, Alice. Aging is necessary, no matter how much we want to avoid it.
The sage smiled.
But that is not what happens in most cases. Most old people just fall into senility, forget their goals, drown in their negative emotions, and simply rot to death. What chance do they have of really having the experience God wants them to have?
Without a master, it's minimal, I think,
Edgar said skeptically.
Yes, it will be very hard without a teacher,
the keeper of knowledge said with infinite compassion.
But realizations still arise. When a person realizes that he has little time left to live, he involuntarily thinks about the meaning of life, youth, and death. He experiences sufferings, and these sufferings raise questions. And if questions arise, then, consequently, a person begins to look for answers. Perhaps in the books of some wise people, on gerontology, for example, or among his more experienced, in his opinion, friends. Many people start to go to church in their old age, to believe in God. And the lucky ones, who strived for it in advance, find a teacher and begin to go to spiritual development. The main thing is to start the path. The earlier the realization comes, the better.
Master, remember we read together with you the teaching about Siberian shamans. There a woman told us that when a person does not follow the way of their destiny, God takes them to himself. Is that why people get cancer? Does it come from a wrong way of life or from the karma of the lineage? Or is it true that if a person has a great soul and does not follow the path of his destiny, God takes him away?
Asked a middle-aged man with deep blue eyes and long, almost feminine eyelashes.
God takes everyone,
the keeper of knowledge said softly.
And thank God that it is so. After all, here we live in hell, in difficult conditions, in negativity and problems. And when God takes us away, we go to paradise. There we are free from the bodily shell, which limited us and brought suffering. We can flutter from one world to another, experience sublime emotions. Thank God that he is taking us away from here.
Teacher, there's even a saying, blessed is he who dies young,
Ilona said.
That's right,
smiled the wise man.
He who dies young has not yet had enough of life. God always takes a man away in time to ease his suffering in this world.
Master, please explain.
The blue-eyed man spoke again.
When we find our master and start to move towards enlightenment, does it mean that we change the properties of our instinctive center and get out from under the influence of planets? It is so difficult for an ordinary man to change something in himself because the settings are given by the universe itself. But under your influence, these systems are readjusted. Do I understand correctly?
Alexander, first of all, the work of the instinctive center is adjusted when a person starts to lead an active lifestyle and eat right. Then the work of the instinctive center gets better. Correct thoughts appear in the head. Negative, destructive thoughts go away. And if some distortions have been introduced by the planets, they can also be overcome with the help of spiritual practices and classes under the guidance of the teacher.
Teacher, it turns out that it is possible to get out from under the influence of planets only when some high goals free us from this influence?
A silent student in a light linen shirt buttoned up to the throat asked thoughtfully.
Paul, the first thing to do is to get out from under the influence of a sick society. It's what's disrupting our instinctive center. The child has been fed since he was a child. He doesn't want it. He turns away. He's told, here's to daddy, here's to mommy. Excessive food disrupts the instinctive center. Having eaten too much, the child can no longer run, jump. His instinctive and motor centers are poorly developed. He wants to run, scream. He needs it to develop normally. But no, he's wrapped up to lie motionless like a mummy. They make him sit for hours in school like a robot. They make him an obedient puppet.
The Keeper of Knowledge sighed heavily. He felt truly sorry for the unfortunate people, crippled since childhood, who now could not come to enlightenment because of their attitudes carved out in childhood.
Teacher, it turns out that it is possible to get out from under the influence of planets only when some high goals free us from this influence?
Asked a girl in a long, snow-white shirt tied with a wide red ribbon.
That's right, Diana.
The sage smiled radiantly.
When we come out from under the influence of programs, our instinctive center starts to work normally. Then we are freed and already look how to correct the influence of the planets on us. What faults were created by the planets? What settings of the universe prevent us from going to our goals? If a person acts in this way, balances himself, comes out from under the influence of society, he can already correct the settings of the planets and then becomes an integral, harmonious person.
Beloved Keeper of Knowledge, there is such a notion to be included in the cosmogram of the teacher. And indeed, I have noticed many times in my classes that people who are sick, unhappy, who know nothing about themselves or the world, who live in illusions, come, and then they get involved, begin to develop and completely change their life, their cosmogram. So is it all your influence, teacher?
Edgar asked, knowing the answer in advance. He understood perfectly well how lucky he was to become one of the Keeper of Knowledge's disciples. The sage smiled calmly, giving all those present a state of humility, kindness, and unconditional love in which he himself was. Warm, flowing energy was emanating from his open palms, which warmed his disciples with its power, gave them calmness and peace.
Of course, if we surround ourselves with some moral cripples who drink, smoke, lead a disgusting, immoral life, we become as such ourselves.
Diana exclaimed indignantly.
And if we are involved with wise people who develop, improve, we become better.
Ilona added.
That's right, my dear students. I'm glad that you understand it.
The Keeper of Knowledge said complacently. His every word literally exploded in the students' aura, giving them new opportunities for development.
One should always remember this and get involved with strong people in their cosmogram, in their destiny, to make themselves better.
Teacher, it's just like in the Shrek cartoon.
Alice smiled.
She was a princess, and then she started to communicate with a monster and turned into a monster herself, living in the swamp in the mud and stench.
All the students laughed. The wise man praised the girl. Meanwhile, the next hand flew up.
Keeper of Knowledge, can you explain, please, about diseases? There are ordinary diseases connected with pathology of the body, and there are psychosomatic diseases. Do I understand correctly that these are diseases caused by the influence of planets?
Asked a serious, curly-haired young man with round glasses.
That's a very interesting example. Victor, all illnesses come from the influence of the planets. Some aspects converge, and a disease begins. Literally, all diseases are caused by the settings of the planets. It is always like this. Something strong in a person, and something, on the contrary, weak. There is a certain painful place, and pathologies begin there. And during the course of life, people weaken these weak points even more. For example, they start smoking, eating unhealthy food, etc. Instead of finding the weak spot and taking care of it, they only traumatize it more.
The sage finished his thought.
Great master, it turns out that some diseases are inevitable, like asthma, for example, and some are acquired from some negative attitudes. For example, if you take offense, you get a runny nose at once. Then you reconsider the offense, forgive a person, and the runny nose goes away at once. Are there different influences?
Diana asked with interest.
Yes, these are different influences. If there are negative thoughts and emotions, a person destroys himself, and the whole organism starts to work incorrectly. For example, if you start to worry, you have a heart attack. All this is interconnected. Emotions, thoughts, and our organism. The more destructive thoughts and emotions there are in us, the more diseases occur. If we refuse from negative emotions and thoughts, these distortions begin to equalize, and a person recovers.
You all right, teacher? I have often heard such stories when people who fell ill with incurable diseases, cancer, for example, instead of going to the hospital, go to the mountains and live there in solitude, and thus recovered. Because there they purified themselves from all negative attitudes and influence of bad society, and all illnesses were removed as if by hand.
Alexander said thoughtfully.
Yes, it really happens.
The sage said with a smile. A tall, overweight woman with straight blonde hair came forward.
Beloved Master, can you please clarify on astrology? There are natal planets. They show how the instinctive center will work. And there are transiting planets. They act on the emotional sphere. Is this the correct idea? For example, if there is a heavy aspect to Mars, then a person is aggressive. If there is a heavy aspect to Venus, then a person is lazy. Does it work like that?
The student hesitantly raised her light green eyes, shining with thirst for wisdom, to the Keeper of Knowledge.
Juliana, transiting planets also include some parts. After all, what is programmed by planets does not work in us at once. Some diseases or complicated character traits do not appear at once. All events happen when they should happen. They all take turns, and this turn depends on the transit. A transit has come. Some part of the cosmogram has worked, good or bad. Fate began to change in some direction. So it turns out that cosmogram, radix, is what is given in advance, given by destiny. And the order of how these events manifest themselves depends on the transits.
Great sage, it means that transits turn on, highlight, trigger processes, right?
Juliana said thoughtfully.
Yes, they trigger the necessary processes. For example, a person should get married and end up in a mental institution, and the transit just shows when it will be. Maybe first the wedding, then the asylum, or vice versa. Transit simply shows the order of things that are already laid down. If associated with fast transit, then every year the event that is laid down may repeat. If with distant planets, Saturn, for example, then maybe once every 30 years there will be a repeat.
The hall buzzed like a disturbed beehive. The knowledge received from the Keeper illuminated the long-standing perplexity of those present as to why something happens in their lives.
Master, tell me, what center does the suggestion belong to?
Edgar asked a question.
There is a lot of stuff on the internet. You don't know who to believe. And I am completely confused. I can only trust you, Master.
The Keeper of Knowledge smiled calmly at his disciple, transmitting to him streams of truth, wisdom, and understanding.
Compulsions usually go on at the intellectual center. But there are such phenomena as hypnosis. When a person falls into hypnotic sleep, his thinking is switched off. And in this case, the suggestion goes very deep. Even physiology can change. For example, it is possible to hypnotize a person so much that he will consider himself to be a pillar and feel himself like one, becoming rigid, immobile. This happens because during hypnosis, the effect is not only on the mind, but also in the body. A person can become completely immune to pain. He can stand on nails for hours.
Wise teacher, can some superpowers appear in this way?
Victor asked, adjusting his glasses.
They can.
The Keeper of Knowledge answered briefly.
But only if a person is hypnotizable, i.e. susceptible to two types of suggestion, mental and bodily. Then the body can begin to respond to the words of the hypnotist, and superpowers appear.
Victor was taking notes on the Keeper of Knowledge's answer, obviously intending to study in detail and put the revelation into practice. It was very important for his profession as a hypnotherapist.
Master, please tell me how to be properly involved in the destiny of your master.
Alice spoke.
Should it happen on the emotional, intellectual, and physical level? It is a very large spectrum.
The girl lowered her voice as if she was going to tell a secret.
I recently had an image that our master is very great, and he gives each of us a piece of himself, so that we could feel how to live. So how can we join the great destiny of our master?
A very good question, Alice.
The keeper of knowledge smiled warmly.
In order to adopt all the wisdom of your master, you need to be fully involved in him with all your centers. One cannot listen to the teacher with one part, and with the other part, to the distorted, sick society, which imposes its ideas. If a person does this, he is not holistically included in the wisdom of his guru, and cannot adopt it in its entirety. He is always going one way or the other. One should discard all these harmful voices in one's head and give oneself completely to goodness and happiness together with one's guru.
Thank you for your wisdom, Master. I will definitely think about it and try to fully engage,
Alice said. Her gentle voice was full of vigor and confidence to go all the way in the knowledge of the truth.
Teacher, you said that the instinctive center is controlled by the brain. How to adjust the instinctive center correctly so that you could control it by yourself? For example, when you want to change some eating habits or to overcome your laziness?
Paul asked a question.
We have to look at what we can change,
the sage explained.
We can, for example, change our diet, start moving more, and all this will influence our instinctive center to work differently. We need to tune ourselves correctly, to believe in our strength and abilities, so that the instinctive center gives us more energy and strength. We give ourselves strong attitudes with great deep emotions, and then the instinctive center rearranges itself. It sees what we are preparing for internally and helps us to realize it.
Keeper of knowledge, I have recently heard such a notion. Body-mind,
Juliana said with lively interest.
For example, I notice that I don't need a lot of sleep to feel awake, but sometimes there comes a moment, and there is this stupid drowsiness, a feeling that you need to sleep. It's the same with appetite. I have a good, healthy appetite, and then all of a sudden it increases. And here I thought, maybe this is due to the fact that the body feels that tomorrow will be a particularly hard day, and thus prepare for it. Could it be like that?
Our body really knows a lot. You have to listen to it,
said the sage, folding his fingers.
If we were not broken in childhood, especially when we were fed, forced to sit still for long periods of time, sleep during the day and so on, our body would work like a clock and would tell us everything perfectly. Then there would be no bad habits that distort the work of the instinctive center.
Teacher, and the instinctive center of animals should work perfectly well then, because they were not exposed to all kinds of false programs and attitudes in their infancy?
Victor clarified.
Yes, an animal, if it is sick, can even find an herb on its own that will heal it. It feels its body so well. When they are sick, animals stop eating. They feel that they need to starve to cleanse themselves. Animals have a much better instinctive center. It guides them, tells them what to do. If we listened to our body in such a way, we would clearly feel what is bad for us and what is good for us.
Great, Master. Tell me, is it possible to hypnotize our centers so that they work better?
Asked an overweight woman with short blonde hair and a small bead of piercing in her nose.
I'm intellectually lazy.
She laughed.
I seem to understand everything that it is necessary to develop. But when it is necessary to revise, my mind simply refuses to work. How to improve the work of the intellectual center, it's the only one I have difficulties with.
She sighed.
Violetta, of course, it is possible to improve all the centers with the help of hypnosis, but it will work only if a person is hypnotizable. In this case, the hypnotist gives him some settings, and they stick for a while. Then they are erased. But it is necessary to learn to manage your own centers. If someone from outside hypnotizes us all the time, we will not learn anything ourselves. we will remain at the same point as we are now. But if we ourselves learn to control our centers completely, this skill will remain with us forever. It will always be our ability, even in the next lives. It is not by accident that God created us so imperfect. It was done so that we could develop and make more efforts. If you fail to do something the first time, you need to stop and think hard. Why is it not working? Maybe I don't turn on my emotions, so the mental work is harder. Or maybe I'm physically weak, I fall asleep, so it's hard to think. You need to do some exercise, warming up, to get your mind going. You need to cheer up physically, and then emotionally tune in to what you need to do. And then everything will work out.
Answered the keeper of knowledge.
Teacher, if there are blocks in the body related to emotions, how should we act then? Why do emotional blocks arise in the body? When you do spiritual practices, they seem to go away and then reappear. Why does this happen?
Paul spoke thoughtfully again, stretching his broad shoulders.
Blocks appear if a person has complexes or is afraid of something. When this discomfort appears in him, it's as if he shrinks, hunches over, assumes an uncomfortable posture. And if the muscles stay in such a tense state for a long time, they get used to it, and blocks and clamps appear in the body. An unhappy person feels strong physical pain because of negative emotions, fears, harmful experiences. As a result, the body may even become distorted beyond recognition.
Great keeper, is there anything that can help?
Juliana asked.
Sometimes massage relieves tension, sometimes yoga, dancing, and then a person starts to feel much better. He feels that energy comes through movement, and it becomes easier. Before, a person was stiff, complex, didn't know what to do. And then he started to go to yoga. All his blocks fell, and it became easier to move, breathe, live.
Teacher, do you remember that we recently said that schizophrenics can freeze in one position, in catalepsy, for example, and stay in it for a very long time? But we can't even keep our hand in a tense position for a long time. The muscles aren't trained for that. I still don't understand how schizophrenics can do that. After all, their bodies are weakened and not ready for the strain?
Victor asked, looking at the wise man with interest.
This ability exists, as I said earlier, in hypnosis. A person is placed like a log between two chairs and hypnotized, suggesting that he is an immovable column. In this state, you can even sit on him or put heavy objects on him. He still will not feel anything. This happens because muscles have the ability to freeze in a certain position. Schizophrenics have this ability during catalepsy. They can't control it on their own. Either the hypnotist makes him feel this way, or the brain gives such a command to the muscles because of some disorders.
Great Master, if the influence of hypnosis is so strong, is it possible to get out from under the influence of planets through self-hypnosis? For example, if there is some chronic disease, can you hypnotize yourself so that it will pass?
Diana asked.
Yes, it is possible,
answered the keeper of knowledge.
Suppose a person is paralyzed, but he believes that if he goes to a holy place, he will be healed immediately. And when he gets there, he really gets healed. There are many such cases.
It was like that with my grandfather,
Ilona said.
He believed in the power of holy places, and when his legs gave out, he asked me to bring him to one of them, and then he decided to crawl to the place himself. He crawled for several days in the cold, in the rain, and when he reached the place, he stood on his own feet.
That's a very instructive story, Ilona,
smiled the sage.
It shows us all that if a strong faith lives in a person, if a powerful impulse arises in his consciousness, it is possible to control his body completely. Just at such moments, deep suggestion takes place. Therefore, if a person strongly believes in something, makes super efforts, which are very difficult for him, then just here, a change and liberation from the influence of planets can happen.
Teacher, remember when you said that transits determine the order of events that will happen to us? Can we, if we observe ourselves, create some kind of timeline of our states?
Edgar asked.
Yes, it can be tracked.
The Keeper of Knowledge said thoughtfully.
We can see if a bad aspect starts to be realized. It means that God's lesson is beginning. Usually the same peculiar reactions appear. Resentment, envy, jealousy, fear. If we understand it, we can tune ourselves in advance. And if we tune in correctly, it will pass easily for us.
The twilight light barely peeked through the ivy leaves. The faces of the students were almost indistinguishable in the darkness. Only the face of the Keeper of Knowledge seemed to be illuminated from within by some invisible light and remained distinguishable, even in the evening darkness. Today's lesson came to an end. The disciples, who had acquired new knowledge, quietly thanked the Master. Each of them felt calmness, peace, and unconditional love that the Master had bestowed upon them today. The disciples longed for only one thing: to have an incredible experience of the most sublime emotions, as it had already happened to them when the Keeper of Knowledge himself or his purest guides conducted spiritual practice after the talk.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.